We got something special tomorrow, and especially if you've been trying to wrap your head around what artificial intelligence and AI is going to mean to your business. This is going to be a really nice get-together of the Michigan business community. WJR Startup Nation hosting this at Startup Nation's offices south of Birmingham there on Woodward. It's called Chatbot Detroit, leveraging artificial intelligence to scale your business strategies for growth. And we have a powerhouse of speakers that have been researching this that can help guide and navigate you through what AI can do for your business. This is tomorrow morning at Startup Nation on Woodward Avenue in Birmingham, and we're going to be live there from 6 to 9 a.m., and then we'll be moderating the panels after 9. This is free, but tickets are limited. Last call, but we would love to have you, and while they last, call 313-254-4788. Again, 313-254-4788, and we'll help demystify AI for you. Out of nowhere, on Thursday, in this preliminary examination to determine whether or not the so-called fake Trump electors are going to face trial for fraud, one of the investigators just started dropping a host of names as unindicted co-conspirators, including people that had been cooperating witnesses with the AG's office. What is behind this? They're screaming foul, saying that their reputations have been irrevocably besmirched. Has there been any clarification for the AG's office? Craig Mauger, who covers state government so well for the Detroit News, has been seeking that, and he joins us live this morning. Hi there, Craig.
Hey, thanks so much for having me today.
What was this about? Where were we in this prelim that all of a sudden this, it seems like this investigator kind of went rogue?
It was a really strange moment. It was on the last day of the preliminary examinations for six of these false electors who the state has charged with 8 felonies each, including forgery. And during this proceeding, a defense attorney gets up there and he just starts listing names and asking the investigator, are these individuals unindicted co-conspirators or not? To a few of the names, this special agent for the Attorney General's office, Howard Schock, said no. But to most of the names, he said yes, including former House Speaker Tom Leonard, who, you know, I've been covering this from the day that these false elector certificates were essentially turned in. And I have no idea what Tom Leonard's involvement in this could be or would be. They also said yes.
You haven't even heard a whisper about his involvement.
Just his wife.
Not even rumored.
His wife essentially, from my understanding of what occurred, there was an individual who wanted to do something about all of these claims of election fraud. And he was reaching out to her, Janelle Leonard, because she was chairwoman of the Clinton County Republican Party. And then at the same time, the Michigan GOP was looking for someone from the Clinton County area to serve as an elector at this meeting that they were having. And Janelle Leonard essentially said, here is the individual that would be best to go do this because he cares about all of this. And that's all she did. And according to the AG's office, at least to my knowledge, that's all that she did. And according to the AG's office, they are now unindicted co-conspirators in this plot, which is just kind of surprising.
Craig, former Michigan Republican Party Chair Laura Cox, among others, has expressed like shock and disbelief at being labeled a co-conspirator. Now, how might these revelations impact those individuals that are named, both personally and professionally? And is there anything they can do in response to those allegations?
Yeah, I mean, in politics, these things stay around forever. I mean, Laura Cox's opponents are never going to forget that she was named an unindicted co-conspirator in court. If she ever decides to run for another political office one day, this is going to come up. But the situation of Laura Cox is specifically fascinating because Laura Cox was a defense witness in these preliminary examinations. And at no point during her testimony being questioned by the AG's office did they indicate at all that she was some type of co-conspirator in this case. And think about this. If you're testifying on the stand, you know, don't you have the right to know that the people questioning you also believe that you may have committed a crime, right? At least according to this special agent? They labeled her an unindicted co-conspirator. And then a couple of days later, a prosecutor for the AG's team called Laura Cox, and we were able to listen to the voicemail, called Laura Cox's legal team and said, actually, we don't consider her an unindicted co-conspirator, and we just want to let you know that. We don't consider her an unindicted co-conspirator in any way, shape, or form. In a statement the AG's office put out, they essentially said, we believe Laura Cox is a cooperating witness. They never said she's not an unindicted co-conspirator. They just said she's a cooperating witness. So if you're Laura Cox, you better be frustrated right now. And keep in mind, there's another round of preliminary examinations for some of these false electors coming up at the end of May. And Laura Cox is one of the best witnesses the state has in this. Is she going to want to participate in this now after they did this to her? It has a lot of ramifications what occurred here.
Craig, I want to ask you about an article you wrote last week about these text messages that have come out regarding the Trump advisors' plot to use the false electors. What does it mean for the false electors who said, oh, well, we didn't know this was just going to be a contingency, but these text messages spell it out? Did they see those text messages?
Yeah, and it's significant. We have been able to review hundreds of pages of text messages from Donald Trump's advisors, the lawyers that were working with this campaign at this time after the 2020 election, and they show very clearly that they were plotting out this false elector strategy as a way to kick this election to Congress and provide a pathway for either lawmakers in Congress or Mike Pence to reverse the result of this election. That means take a victory for Joe Biden and turn it into a victory for Donald Trump, either by flipping states where there were false elector slates submitted, or by simply not counting them. Specifically in these messages, John Eastman, one of these lawyers, says, if we take out the seven states where we submitted false elector certificates, we win 232 to 222. The question here, and this is the question the AG's team has not answered yet, and is the key question in all of this. Donald Trump's team seem to have an intent to use these elector certificates to overturn an election. The electors at the ground level say that they were not told that's what this strategy was.
They were duped.
So they believe that they were tricked, some of them say. They believe they were misinformed. So the AG's office has to somehow prove that they weren't misinformed to show that they had a state of mind that they were going to defraud people. And the other part of this is the AG's team says their investigation is ongoing. And is the AG's team going to charge people higher up in the Trump campaign, as we've seen done in Georgia and Arizona last week?
So going back to these unindicted co-conspirators, specifically Leonard and Cox, Tom Leonard is one of those guys. He's one of the I want to call him a rising star. He's already risen within the Republican Party. He appeals to the MAGA crowd and to establishment Republicans. He's probably the best guy we've got to run against Dana Nessel. And now her office has basically done a character assassination on the guy. Is anybody saying, hey, maybe this is politically motivated?
Well, I think a lot of Republicans are saying that, and we've asked the AG's team to clarify what's going on, to provide some details of why they're mentioning Tom's name specifically, and they have not. All they have done is put out a statement about Laura Cox. It's fascinating. And another detail on that is Tom Leonard ran for AG in 2022.
Right.
And he was beaten in a convention race by Matt DiPerno. And the crux of that race was some Republicans said Tom Leonard did not say enough about the election being quote-unquote stolen. They have not shown evidence the election was actually stolen yet, but he was criticized for not being strong enough on that issue. So he's getting blasted from the far right here, saying you're not taking these false election claims seriously enough. And then you have the AG, the Democratic AG, coming out and saying, hey, you're an unindicted co-conspirator in a scheme to steal an election. It's just a wild situation.
Yeah, well, they've got some splaining to do, and it's one of those things. I don't know how you unring the bell. As what was the Labor Secretary Ray Donovan said, where do I go to get my reputation back? That it's that kind of a moment. Craig, thank you so much for your reporting. We appreciate your time as well.
Thanks for having me.
When we come back, a great fundraiser for teachers, and it's quarterbacked by a maize and blue star. That's next on JR Morning. You know, the warmer temperatures are here, and it begs the question, what is the optimal temperature for you when it comes to getting a good night's sleep? A lot of folks struggle reaching the required amount of sleep because they just can't get their bedroom cool enough. It might be 80 degrees, and experts would say usually the ideal temperature is between 60 and 67. As we step into spring and hopefully more consistent warm weather, you want to make sure that you've got your AC tuned up. And who better to do it than the professionals at CNC Heating and Air Conditioning, who deliver optimal customer service with every home they visit. They will ensure that your AC system is running efficiently and effectively, and they've been doing it for 75 years. The Corian family wants to make sure that your system is treated the way they want their system treated. And that's how they've become one of Michigan's best residential heating and cooling companies. The motto's a simple one: service today, install tomorrow. And they deliver it on every day. So don't sleep in the heat this spring. Get that AC tune-up or take advantage of the Carrier Cool Cash Savings now available when you get a new Carrier air conditioner. CNC Heating and Air Conditioning. From service to install, call 586-439-3319 or go to cncheat.com. That's cncheat.com. Carrier, turn to the experts.